these studies are really great because they're showing us that even with the Delta variant, even with the surge in the United States, that really vaccinated people are so much less likely to die. Like you said, 11 times less likely, 10 times less likely to be hospitalized. But importantly, they're really 87% to 94%, depending on where you're looking, at preventing hospitalizations. They're maintaining their effectiveness. And there's a little variability by vaccine, but they're maintaining their effectiveness against severe disease.
This next question is far less medical and more, I guess, sociological. Some people who have been vaccine resistant may hear that information and their eyes may not widen like the rest of us and say, wow, I could really save my life here.
Yes, there is something going on. I think two things going on. One is that somehow we haven't managed to convince the unvaccinated to get vaccinated, but this is amazing data. I mean, isn't that why we all were nervous about COVID to begin with, is that you can get severely ill? And second is, I'm wondering if our messaging should be more positive, because find this, my eyes widen. I'm very positive about this data, but I'm wondering if maybe by talking too much about what the vaccines weren't meant to do, which is they were never meant to stop this thing altogether. They were really meant to keep us out of the hospital, and that's what they're doing.
We understand two of the studies detected waning vaccine protection among older adults. What can you tell us about that, and maybe people who have had organ transplants and other things where the vaccines are not working as well?
Yes. So those 65 and older in the third study, which was a VA study, so against multiple Veterans Administrations across the country, showed that at least it was still 95% effective in preventing hospitalizations between 18 and 64. But the effectiveness in preventing hospitalization dropped to 80% in those who are 65 and older. What that means to me is when we're targeting who is next in line for boosters, it's likely to be older individuals, which, by the way, has always been true. We always give older people like a higher dose of flu vaccine or another dose because they just have less robust immune systems.
Now, if we want to talk politics, we will, of course, bring on a political analyst. I don't mean to put you out of your field of expertise, but what are your impressions of President Biden's moves here and these mandates?
Well, I have to say that before the Delta variant, I didn't think we'd need mandates. But actually what happened is that we are doing more poorly than any other country with this level of access to vaccines, because every other country in the European Union, for example, took up the vaccines better. There was a misinformation campaign occurred here, and there's just a lot. It's complex. And I really think that vaccine mandates, actually, we are going to need them in more settings. And I approve of that plan. Because remember, that's what happened with the smallpox vaccination in the early 1900s. 30% of Americans weren't taking it. We were still seeing a terrible disease. And there was a Supreme Court case that said, yes, in the setting of a public health emergency, we should really tell people that they need to get vaccinated.
In our final 30 seconds, just in a practical day-to-day sense, your advice for people. For example, should you really keep that vaccination card nearby? You may have to show it pretty soon.
Yes, I think vaccine passports, because if vaccine mandates are here, then so are showing it. So keep it nearby, though I do think that we need a better system than paper, because I keep on remembering the word hanging chad. So I think we need to go to something more updated than paper.